Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Some people start their week with coffee. Ale starts hers with ghosts, mysteries, and things that go bump in the night. Welcome to Macabre Mondays, the podcast where mysteries meet the macabre. Join Alejandra, a lifelong storyteller with a passion for the strange and spooky, as she shares chilling tales with her husband, Tom, who's hearing them for the very first time. It's part marriage, part mayhem, and all mystery. Your weekly escape into haunted history, unsolved oddities, and the darker corners of life. New episodes drop every Monday, so ditch the morning blues and press play on something a little more macabre. Listen to Macabre Mondays wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, welcome back. This is the first time we've ever had like a two-parter, and I really felt it absolutely necessary because once Bob and I were done having our conversation, we got to take a private tour of Shakers, and I can definitely say, like, I've been through like different haunted places and know about things and have had some things happen. And there was a lot of things that were actually brought to light and a lot of memories that came up for me. And I just kind of wanted to share like what my experiences were with this and thought you guys might appreciate it, because bottom line is you really should go check this place out. Like, it is thick with so much. And honestly, as I go through this today, I'm just speaking from the heart. I don't have an outline. I don't have any notes for this. I'm just going to talk. We're just going to have talk and coffee, and I'm going to share it. So we started the tour, and I'm not going to give everything away because I don't want to spoil anything for anybody either who's about to go and check this out, because again, you absolutely should. But there was a lot of different feelings. You will feel a lot of different things. And yes, I'm an empathetic person, but my husband is in a deeper empathy type of person, and he can really feel things. I mean, just to give you an idea, he is so connected with animals, and he's really like, animals gravitate to him for some reason. It's almost like a Dr. Doolittle thing. Like, it's so weird. He just understands them. And just to give you a point in case of how sensitive it can be sometimes, we literally have a squirrel outside that we have like made friends with. And it's because of what he has done to build that relationship. And now this squirrel will literally eat out of our hands. Like, he just knows how to communicate. And he said that when he walked in to Shakers, he said his whole body immediately when he crossed the threshold felt electrified. Like, his arms started to tingle and he could like feel this like wave hit his chest. And I'm like, oh, that is so gnarly. When I walked in, I definitely felt a like, I don't want to say like a time warp because it wasn't that, but I immediately felt different. And I totally dressed for the occasion. I wore a cute, if you saw it on Instagram, I saw a cute 1930s, 40s hat, which, by the way, the one ghost upstairs would have really, really appreciated. But I am going to get into that in just a little bit. So my favorite part of the whole experience, honestly, like I loved sitting down with Bob. Sitting down with Bob was amazing. And then hearing his stories and stuff, I'm like, dude, you've seen some shit. Like, I want to know more about you. Like, you are amazing and fascinating. And like, he was one of those people that you could just talk to forever. Like, I just wanted to be by him. And I kind of felt like a little bit like a groupie, like, hi, I think you're really cool. Like, it was just, I don't know, it was endearing and cute. But anyway, so when we explored, our tour guide was amazing. She was highly educated on the premise and everything. Like, I just couldn't believe the things that she knew. And so what's really cool is on the main floor, when you walk into the bar is gorgeous. As much of the original details that could be left are left. And I will definitely say that's probably a good 85 to 90% of it. So there's really cool little like Tiffany lamps and all this. I wanted all the lamps. I'll tell you that. Right? I'm like, I want all of these. So especially the monkey lamp. And you'll know when you go and you see this monkey lamp, like, I wanted the damn monkey lamp so bad. I'm like, can I take that home? Is that for sale? Because I want that. But anyway, okay. So there, knowing that it is on top of a cemetery, the little girl, Elizabeth, is in the women's restroom. And when we went in on our tour guide, two things that happened, and I will put up the footage of this. The first thing that happened is I took a video footage of like the mirror area where she likes to hang out, according to what our guide told us. And if you look at it, you're going to see in the background, there is this weird movement. And it's not me. It's not my husband, because my husband was standing adjacent in front of me, alongside of me, but kind of kitty corner. And then our guide was like, you'll see our guide in the video too, so it's not her. And I'm like, was that something? I think that was something. I will definitely say from the pictures that I took, there are so many orbs. I caught a lot of orbs. Now, whether you believe in orbs or not, you can, you know, could it be light? Could it be something else? You know, that's totally up to you to decide. In my debriefing of my photos and of my video shots, I would definitely say those are orbs. And one of the orbs, which was really interesting, and I'm not going to give it away because this particular spirit likes to linger in this one spot of the bar area. And I felt like the orb just wanted to be in the camera shot wherever I moved the camera. And I thought that was kind of interesting. And I caught it immediately. Like, I caught it immediately when I was filming. And I was like, oh my God, I'm like, that's an orb. And I didn't say anything because I'm like, no. I don't want to like draw any attention. I don't want to like mess with the energy. I just want to roll with it. So that was really cool. And that was an incredible experience. So to see that. When we went to the basement, okay, so kind of go through the main floor. There's a lot of pictures that you get to go through. There is a really interesting photo of a baby that tends to change over time, which is really interesting. And I appreciated that. There's also a picture of the original family who owned Shaker's Cigar Bar before it was Shaker's Cigar Bar. And that was really an interesting photo as well. Again, I'm not going to give away all the details because you really do need to see some of these things for yourself. And then we went down to the basement. And no matter what, every basement that you go into, is it or is it not the creepiest fucking thing ever, right? All basements are fucking creepy. Like, even mine, and I record in a basement, for God's sakes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's always going to be a vibe when you go into a basement. But what was really interesting, and I'm so bummed that I didn't get to experience this. Like, I'm jealous that I didn't experience this and my husband did. But apparently there is a shadow cat. And my husband said that he caught the tail of the Shadow Cat. And I was like, oh, I'm like, I am so jealous. I'm like, I want a fucking ghost cat so bad. Like, that would be so cool. And so then you go in and under, and there is there's a whole story behind it, but there is a safe there. And that was a little unnerving because this safe is a lead safe. I've got a picture of this on Instagram. And if you look at the floor, you can tell that this like safe has moved on its own. Like, that's not from a person doing it. Like, it definitely cannot be explained. And it's definitely a little, dare I say, uncomfortable. There is another thing down there, too, that claims to be a portal. When I stood there and we were at this, and our tour guide was telling us, like, what was going on with this portal and all this kind of stuff and how some people feel that it is a portal, I don't know what it was, but I could not look at it. Like, I could not bring myself to look at this. Like, I don't, and it's not even, it wasn't even all that creepy. Like, it was this, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's just, I could not look at it. And my husband had said the same thing. He's like, yeah, he's like, I don't know why, but I couldn't look at that. And I'm like, I know. I'm like, what was that about? You know what I mean? So that was a very interesting thing too. Now there's some other like really interesting things, and I'm not even going to share like what everything that they are, because if you listened really closely in the first episode, Bob does tell a little bit more about what's going on in the basement. And I will tell you that in the one section where Al Capone hung out and they did their business transactions in the basement, I definitely got a purse nudge. And I was like, oh, I'm like, I totally felt that. Like, I totally felt that. And that experience was really cool, too. Now, those were what I would definitely deem as the fun aspects of Shaker's Cigar Bar. When we went upstairs and we got into the brothel area, that hit me harder than I thought it was going to. I definitely was not prepared for that as much as I thought I was. Okay. So there's two floors to the brothel area, and it is the B floor and then the penthouse. And so when we walk up the B floor, the first thing that hit me was this overwhelming scent of female perfume. Now, for my skeptics out there, I know you could be thinking like, well, they probably spray something for the tourists and yada, yada, yada. I don't think so, because because number one, I was the only one that caught it. So I was like, wow. I'm like, and it smelled good. Like it was a good smell. And I was like, wow. And there's a whole vibe, and the rooms were a lot brighter than I thought they would have been, which was really cool. And so there was a little bit of like, okay, like this is a little, it was a little weird, like having, and I don't know how to explain the vibes. And I know I probably sound like I'm really rambling when I'm trying to spit all of this out to share with you. But it was one of those things where, like, I didn't feel dirty, like nothing like that, but I felt like inappropriate. I'm like, I don't think I really belong here. Like, this isn't, like, it was just one of those things where I think if I would have been in that situation in that time and in that era, I would have been the shy girl. I would have been the girl that would have been like, oh my goodness, I can't look at that. And like, I would have been totally modest, but which would be very hard to do in a brothel. But anyway, then we went to the penthouse, and you know, we kind of went over a little bit in the first part of this about Molly Brennan and her, a little bit of her story. That was by far the hardest thing. I did not expect that. I didn't expect it at all. It was a very interesting, very humbling experience to feel. It was a very intense feeling, very intense. My husband, when he walked into the room, and hopefully he doesn't mind me sharing this, it was so overwhelming for him. And I looked over at him at one point, and I could tell in his face, like he was almost like on the verge of tears. He didn't cry or anything, but I know my husband, and I know that look. And I was like, okay, I'm like, yep, nope, I'm not the only one feeling this. And yep, I feel it too. And we, honest to goodness, and if you want to say I'm a flake, whatever you want to say, that's fine. But I'm going to share with you that I definitely couldn't make it through the rest of the brothel area, because the whole vibe for me really shook me more than I was prepared for. And honestly, I'm really glad to have that experience. It keeps me very much in check and how important these stories really are and how much that residual energy can linger. And it can still be very overpowering. Because as I go through and I share these stories throughout the year, I don't always get to go and be there and experience it for myself. I find the stories, I share them, they're fascinating, they're important, all of that. But when you're actually in it, it's a whole nother ball game. And when we drove home, it was, I hear about it all the time, about investigators who drive home and it's just quiet. And it is. It was quiet for about the first good 45 minutes to an hour of driving home, because we had a 2.5 hour drive. And it was literally just sitting with it. And my husband had asked me, he's like, hey, he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I am okay. I am okay. I said, it's a matter of processing. And it's processing the fact of like, okay, we just experienced something. We felt very real things, very real emotions in this establishment. Some of which were very fun. Some of them are very heavy. And we respected all of it. I know that when I was in the ladies' room with Elizabeth, which was my favorite part, I wanted to just hang out in the bathroom so much. So that part of it was wonderful. And then feeling the heaviness and the dread and the guilt and the just overwhelming sadness from the penthouse area, that was bar none something that I honestly, I'm going to treasure that, because even though it was heavy, I'm so glad that I got to experience it. I really am. And I really had to sit with that. Like, no joke. I've been sitting with that since yesterday, since we got back, and just reminding myself too. And this might be a good key takeaway for you guys out there when you do go to locations, is remember that it is an experience. You are there to learn. You are there to pay respect and to hopefully broaden your horizons. Any sort of jump scare, any sort of like, you know, budging of the purse like I had, or flickers of the lights, those are bonuses. Those are cool and those are bonuses. But the history and learning is and the respect level is always the part that I really, 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 really just genuinely have a deep appreciation for. And I have that with this. And even though I couldn't get through the entire upstairs experience, I know enough. And that was good for me. I'm like, yep, I don't need to saturate myself in that any further. And I want to say too that if that happens to you, that is okay. Don't let anybody make you feel bad for that. And I was very impressed with the fact too that our tour guide was very wonderful and just a very she was very, I don't want to say hospitable. That's not the right word, but she was just very respectful and wonderfully comforting about it. And she's like, you know, there are certain parts in this establishment too that are not always my favorite to cover. And she's like, but, you know, they're always important. And we had that big discussion, just like we're having right now. And I remember telling myself, like, okay, these are not my feelings, like having a little pep talk with myself, like the feelings that I'm feeling are not mine. This was part of an experience. And this is information. This is information to know and to appreciate and respect. But that's all it is. It's not mine. And I do not need to carry it with me. I will absolutely share with you too that when we got home, and because I can do Reiki, my husband and I did do a Reiki cleanse. It definitely really helped me. My husband still had a little bit of a residual this morning before he left for work, but he said, you know, overall he felt better and he slept good. And I definitely used some crystals last night as well. We had amethyst, black obsidian. And then I also, what was the other one that I grabbed? Selenite. So to really help cleanse and purify and bring on new energy. So, and since at the time of this recording, it is May 4th, so may the 4th be with you, belated. I love the fact that there is so much more to this building. Bob has shared with me that hopefully we can arrange and have another section to Shaker's Bar that I can go over for an episode, which I would be so honored to do. Hangman Tours is really amazing. They have locations out in LA. They have locations in Savannah. I would highly, 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 I cannot say it enough, you need to go check out their locations. And you can check them out at hangmantours.com. Also, too, if anyone has any experiences of their own that they want to share with me on this, please submit them, because I will definitely include them in a future episode, either Listener's Tale or the next time I go back out to Shaker's Cigar Bar or another location of that kind within Hangman Tours. So, all right, you guys, I just wanted to share a little bit of my experience. I also want to give a huge gratitude to you guys. It has been amazing. I'm so excited for this year ahead and what this next year is going to bring as we go into another chapter of Creepy Shit. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. If you guys have any questions, anything you want to share with me, go ahead, hit me up on Instagram at Creepy Shit Podcast. Otherwise, you can also email me at creepyshitpodcastofficial@gmail.com. All right, you guys, until next week, remember, sometimes the creepiest shit is also the truest. Okay, bye.